Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday his country's forces had unintentionally hit innocent people in the Gaza Strip in the past day after an airstrike killed seven aid workers with the disaster relief charity World Central Kitchen. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. was saddened by the deadly strike on aid workers.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza and, quite frankly, around the world.
The deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers threatened to set back efforts by the U.S. and other countries to open a maritime corridor for aid from Cyprus to help ease the desperate conditions in northern Gaza. Ships still laden with some 240 tons of aid from the charitable group turned back from Gaza just a day after arriving. The cleanup continues following the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
A second channel is open, allowing some vessels to bypass wreckage at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Work is being done on a third channel that will allow larger vessels to pass through and restore more commercial activity. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says rough weather has made it unsafe for divers to recover the bodies of four construction workers believed trapped underwater in the wreckage.
We promised these families that we would do everything in our power to bring them closure. But also, my directive is to complete this mission with no injuries.
Colonel S.D. Pinchason with the Army Corps of Engineers says the underwater conditions in Baltimore are extremely unforgiving for divers. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 396 points. The Nasdaq dropped 156. The S&P lower by 37. Oil up to $85.15 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on spiritual gifts.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S.-based missionary group Mountain Gateway says it'll file appeals against the convictions of 11 members of the group who were jailed in December by Nicaragua on money laundering charges. The 11 are Nicaraguans. President Daniel Ortega has often used charges of money laundering to expel or outlaw hundreds of faith groups and non-governmental organizations in Nicaragua. The group's leader, John Britton Hancock, says the 11 face up to 15 years in prison. This is SRN News. Tesla sold fewer electric vehicles in the first quarter of the year.
Fewer than in the same period last year. Tesla sales tumbled 9% year over year. The EV maker delivered just over 386,800 vehicles January through March. The total fell short of Wall Street expectations, and Tesla stock responded accordingly. The sales miss came despite price cuts aimed at attracting more buyers. There is now also more competition in the EV market worldwide. Rich Thomason reporting.
General Electric completed its split of the one-time conglomerate into three separate companies as its aerospace and energy businesses started trading on the New York Stock Exchange as separate entities on Tuesday. GOP Aerospace will trade under the ticker symbol GE. GE Vernova, the energy business, will trade under the GEV ticker symbol. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.